All right, so I have to say, as somebody who struggles with ADHD, some especially the attention deficit, like waiting in line or even stoplights, I've thought this is something, it just is boring to me.
It is.
And so I can really struggle with like paying attention to the red light because it just seems so boring.
Right.
So and I think look around.
A lot of people fall into the trap of looking at their phones. That's a no-no. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't look at your phones. But yeah, so you look around. I try to like focus on the light. I don't know. I talk to my kids.
I don't. Now, when I say that, I mean, I try to keep looking ahead. Okay. I try to. And I don't think of myself as a gawker. You know how sometimes you'll even look
and you feel
like people are looking at you.
Yeah.
And but I have to say in the last week, I noticed a guy a couple lanes over. This is like on 53 as you're heading north, okay? So on Birch Street there.
Yes.
You come up to that. But he's just having a concert in his truck.
Nice.
I mean, he was just singing away. I'm like, wow, what station is he listening to? And he was just into it. And I was looking. Now, he didn't see me look.
Right.
But at the other hand, it was hard to look away.
Look away, yeah.
Yesterday, I saw a woman. To my left, I can't remember exactly. Look, she was dancing like while sitting.
Yes,
she was dancing as much as anybody I've ever seen while sitting.
That's awesome.
Yes, she was just dancing away. Now, I was looking, and then she did turn and see me. Now, what did I do? I immediately looked away. Right? Because
I
violated some unspoken code. And then the last one was somebody I noticed in my rearview mirror. The woman she'd be checking her makeup and then checking the traffic, checking the makeup and just back and forth.
Right. See, and I try not to like do my makeup in the car unless my husband is driving. And even then it's kind of fearful because you never know where things are going to end up on your face. I'm a bit more of a gawker. I enjoy looking around. But lots of people dancing and singing and stuff in their cars, conversations. I guess I'm more prone to really looking around when we're actually in motion, when my husband is driving. We were stuck in traffic in Chicago over the summer, and I look over, and there's two people dressed up as Romans. And I thought they were dressed, I thought it was Greek at first, because they were wearing togas and the little headdressing. My daughter, who has studied such thing, informed me that no, because of their headgear, they were Roman, not Greek. And so that was really odd. Like, and they were in like full on toga, everything. Just driving down the road. So you see some interesting things.
You do.
It's odd. I saw a goat on the side of the road yesterday or on Sunday on our way back from Chicago.
You and goats. I mean, the whole.
I do love goats. But I like there's something there, and I thought it was fake at first, and then it moved. So someone lost a goat somewhere on I-94.
Wow. Well,
a couple hours.
What have you seen as you're waiting in traffic? What do you do? I mean, maybe I need to just acknowledge, Mark. You do go. You're just kind of freely saying, yeah, I watch, but I'm still kind of holding to the fact that in general I don't think of myself, but I've been noticing. So
that's funny.
Anyhow, what have you seen while waiting at a stoplight? It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo and Hillary today, WWIB.
Okay, I'm so glad I didn't know this a week ago.
We were talking about Chicago yesterday.
I was just there over the weekend. It was a great time. And then this morning I read that according to the Orkin Pest Control's top 50 rattiest cities list, Chicago's number one.
For the fourth year in a
row. I had no idea.
You would have been looking for rats around every corner.
I would have. And I don't want to find one ever because you. I was really surprised by Chicago being one of the
Why were you surprised?
I associate that with New York. I've never been to New York.
Yeah, because we had the video. There was that video with the rat
with
and the pizza, right?
Yeah, the pizza dragging the food around and into the subways. I think Chicago, I think Lake, I think New York, I think rats. That's maybe wrong of me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It says here that Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Detroit, and Philadelphia are also amongst the rattiest, as well as Cleveland, Baltimore, and Denver. And New York. New York is number two. L.A. is number... Wait, I'm sorry. It's swapped this year. Los Angeles is the number two spot. New York is the third ranking.
Speaking of rats.
Yes.
What actor is famous for having said, "You dirty rat"?
Oh, Ooh, dirty
you like you like old movies.
I do. I usually like old bad movies, and that's an old good movie, though.
James so Cagney.
James Cagney.
But guess what? He never actually said it.
Seriously? Is that one of those?
I was just looking up, you dirty rat.
He never said it.
It says he never actually said, you dirty rat. But a line in his 1932 film, Taxi, probably came closest.
Okay. What was... Do you know the line or just said...
I'm just giving you what I got.
You know, it's funny. There's so many of those things that you think are from... Like, here's Looking at You, Kid, was never actually said in the Casablanca movie. Or played against Sam.
Played against Sam. Bogart?
Yeah,
never said
that was never said.
Wow, we're just...
I think what he said is, play it, Sam. You played it for her, you can play it for me.
Huh.
But he never said, play it again, Sam. Yeah.
Wow, we're just busting all of these misconceptions. Well, the only way to end a ratty segment is...
Stop that!
Stop what?
Freaking me out!
103.7 WWID. All right, so WIB Wake Up Show minus Caleb today. Packers win last night. He
Absolutely.
Was there at Lambeau, and well, hopefully he'll regale us with some good stories tomorrow.
I'm sure he will. I can't wait to hear about them. Now, I saw this article, and I thought of your family because you have the cutest little puppy at your house right now.
She is a mini Aussie Shepherd. Yeah, she is a lot of fun.
So cute.
Except when she pees at various places.
Places.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Throughout the home. You're working on that.
I had her outside a little after 4:30 this morning. So.
Hopefully the kids will let her out before school. So I found this article. The real reason why your dog keeps following you into the bathroom. My cats do this. This is a thing with pets, and
okay.
So there's a reason for that. There's actually several reasons. First and foremost, they're pack animals, and you are their pack, so they want to be by you, which is awfully nice of them, I suppose. Even if you do want some me time, they also think that it's what you want, because you know, of course, if they want to be by you, why wouldn't you want to be by them? So that's interesting. I found this one really interesting. Their brains release chemicals that make them happy when they look at you.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Because, I mean, my brain releases chemicals that make me happy when I look at my guinea pig. So
I thought you were going to say your husband. No.
Okay. Well, yeah, but he's not my pet. He's my partner.
Sure, that's true. Yeah.
And he's not, like, furry and fluffy. He's, he's handsome and good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so... Yeah, they are happy when they look at you, so they just want to sit and look at you, which can be a little creepy, okay, if you have pets that follow you in the bathroom. Finally, it says here that they're trying to help. They think that you might need their help, so they go with you. So,
well, that's really...
Okay.
That goes in deep. That's quite a...
It's interesting. We have two cats, and the cats, in the summer, they could care less. They're like, whatever, you know. But now that it's winter, they've learned that the bathroom gets nice and warm in the morning. And so our cats follow us into the bathroom. But it's not to, you know, be nice. It's because they just want to be warm. Yeah. So, I don't know.
How to Win Friends and Influence People is an incredible book. And there's one of the chapters where Carnegie talks about the idea of basically learn from the dog.
Right.
Learn from dogs in terms of... People love, they love everybody, right?
Right,
and that's
they do.
Sorry, cats, but they are man's best friend.
But don't follow people into bathrooms.
No,
it's
you got to draw the
it's
line
creepy.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So, Athena, stay out.
We were talking earlier off the air about breakfast. Now, Mark, you're a breakfast eater.
Well, yeah, when I wake up, I mean, I want to pray. I want to get something scriptural or inspirational, but I also... I'm hungry. I'm going to break my fast and eat it. I'm amazed I work with two people, you and Caleb, that say you don't even eat till after the show. I start getting hungry again at about 7:45.
See, and I should eat breakfast because it's good for you. I make my kids eat breakfast, my husband eat breakfast. I don't know why
you need fuel for your brain.
I should eat breakfast. And I know Caleb is not a big breakfast eater either, but he usually has a banana sitting on his desk. I know that he does bananas for breakfast, but I found this article.
Are you gonna mess with that right
now? I am
without him here.
I found this article, why you should never eat bananas for breakfast.
All right, I hope he listens to the podcast.
I was like,
why
a banana? I would totally
banana,
eat
cutting
a banana.
Up a banana and putting it on your cereal,
right? Well, and they do have a lot of good qualities. They're high in potassium, magnesium, fiber, but they're 25% sugar and moderately acidic. And it says that if it will give you a decent temporary boost, but you'll soon feel tired and hungry again. So it's called nature's candy. Did you know? I didn't know. Bananas are considered nature's candy.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know fruit has a lot of sugar, but 25% is a lot.
That's
like
a
usually,
lot.
I've got a child who can't eat anything more than 5% sugar. So,
right. Yeah. So They say if you do want a banana, it's okay. Just don't eat just the banana. You can combine it with healthy fats, spices, and herbs. I don't know what kind of spice and herbs you give put with a banana, but whatever.
So are like monkeys on a sugar high then?
Maybe. Yeah. It says to use coconut butter, raw almonds, flax, chia, things like that mixed, you know, with it. So like have a handful of almonds and a banana and you'll be better off. But I was a little very surprised by that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Who knew?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. The folks at the Banana Federation are not going to be happy with
us. Apparently not.
Is it an insult, I guess, when you call something a banana republic, right?
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.